It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in.
I am so excited. Thank you for being here, Katie. I am so excited to get this season started with you.
Oh my goodness, I just adore you. So I think I am more excited right now. You have no idea.
This is going to be so exciting. I was sharing with some of my clients in the community that we are recording a podcast today with you and all of the moon magic. So this is going to be epic. So thank you so much for being here. So I have already shared with our audience like who you are and what you're about, but I always start with the first question of what does redefining motherhood mean to you?
Okay. So this is a big question for me. And I love that you ask this because I feel like it's really different for everybody, right?
Yes, it is.
For myself, I'm not a mother. Not to, we'll call human babies. I've there got my go. Fur babies.
Yes. Right?
My elements come out there, but redefining motherhood, oh my goodness. I have so much respect for mothers. Mm. So I feel like I've got this different outside view of what it is to be a mom. And I see all y'all working so hard. it warms my heart. I see what you go through. And I think redefining is all about like how on earth you do it. How do you do it? I'm in awe of you all. So congratulations. I just got to say,
thank you. Yeah, it's absolutely, I like to call it the magical mindfuck of motherhood.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. It's definitely a mindfuck. I think that was the word that saved me, at the very beginning. It was like, I would just text my friend. I'm like, this is a mindfuck. And she's like, yeah, me too. And then I think they made that emoji where like the brain kind of is like exploding out of the face. So I use that all the time. But yes, so I appreciate your love on all of that. And I think what is so powerful about motherhood is literally redefining what it means for each individual, because we all have our own lens and perspective. And I always ask that question because we never want to make assumptions as to like where individuals are in their world. And I think that motherhood tends to be this assumption that if you're a woman, you're a mother. And it's like, I'm just like, not for that. I am not for that at all. And I want to break it down because we are just so much more than moms, right?
Yeah. And, you know, my husband and I have consciously decided not to have children. And, you know, I'm 35. So I get the question quite honestly all the time, you know, when is it? Yeah. When are you going to have kids? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I feel like at this stage, I've gotten really good at expressing where it is and why I'm not, right? And just coming from love and compassion when people ask that question and why they're curious, because I love kids. Like people think, do you hate children or something? Like, are you like baking them in your cauldron? Like, what is it? Why don't you want to have them for yourself? And you know, it's really not about the kids. It's about me and my life mission and all the other things that are going on. Mm. So I kind of welcome the question now, whereas I think in my early 20s, when it was like, when are you going to have kids? It's not if,
right?
Like, are you, but when, and I would respond with, well, not yet. Cause I really wasn't comfortable in who I was to express that I wasn't planning on having them. Mm-hmm. And so now it's kind of like, let's open that up while you're asking that question. Why does it matter to you?
The turntables have turned.
Yeah. So I kind of love it. Please ask me a question that is going to make you uncomfortable after I answer.
I love those questions, I will say. And also, I love having these conversations because we never know who's listening. And, you know, we can make the assumption that someone who's listening is a mother. But I also work a lot with women on the journey of becoming a mother. Or of not becoming a mother. And I think the choice, I think, you know, that, like you said, the consciously deciding to not is still like in some form motherhood.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. It's not true. It's not law. I'm just thinking like in my mind, I'm like, you're still consciously choosing in the realm of motherhood, which kind of still puts you in the realm of motherhood. Like you're choosing not to, you're choosing a call to not be a mother. And I talk a lot about, you know, like what is calling you forward and what an honor it is to have that kind of conversation with yourself and to trust yourself. And then to have a partner also in alignment. We don't hear those conversations often. So I have to assume, just making an assumption, that if someone else is listening to this and they're also in the same space, it's like, you know, just permission to be you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Totally agree with all that. Big checks.
Cool. Okay. So tell me more. So yes, redefining motherhood is you consciously choosing not to. So thank you for sharing that with me and our community. Now tell me more about how moon magic has come into your life and how, you know, the women who are listening, how they could, you know, get into alignment with the moon.
Oh, the moon. Every time you just say the word, it's like this big anchor of like endorphins for me. I just smile from ear to ear. So I don't know what it is about the moon that really called to me probably about 3-4 years ago when I was coming out of honestly what was rock bottom for me in my life. Mm-hmm. And there was so much that was going on at that time, financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, within the shift that happened, that I found myself standing out in the middle of the forest where I felt most stuck in life, like in a physical 3D sense of what I was experiencing here and now, stuck, not able to make the own choices that I wanted to move forward. Whole other like big thing will, you know, potentially open up. But standing there and looking up at the moon in my deepest and darkest and hardest hours, and just wondering and questioning what is there? Is there more than this? Why am I in this position? What are you trying to tell me? And I didn't realize in those moments that I was actually proclaiming a question that I would get an answer to. And I didn't really connect as much with my spiritual side as I do now. And not realizing when you ask a question, you're actually going to get an answer, whether you think somebody's listening or not. So the moon was kind of my outlet for when I thought nobody was listening. Mm-hmm. It was my confidant. Mm. And all of the things I started proclaiming, I didn't realize I had this natural flow with where the phase of the moon was. This happened for me organically. And when I started studying it, I realized I was doing certain things in sequence to mm-hmm. how our natural environment, Mother Earth, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, tries to align us with. And when you learn what you're actually doing, all of a sudden it gets amplified. Right. So it kind of found me, mm-hmm. this work that I do. I feel like it's always been a part of me. Mm-hmm. I believe in past lives. I believe in past energy. I believe in generations of information and skills and talents coming forward. And I think this runs in my bloodline. Yeah. my mom is so interested. The first time I mentioned all this work I do, and she's like, oh, I just feel like you're continuing the work that I never got to do. Oh. And I looked at her and I said, Mom, we've never talked about anything like this before. Wow. Like, this is not who I knew you to be, but somehow I picked up where she thought she left off in life.
Wow. Whew. I've got like all the goosebumps right now. Or truth bumps, we'll call it. Yeah. I really love that. I love, you know, how you said like you're in flow, but that there's also these sequences that we are kind of already doing without knowing. And, you know, when you start to kind of expand that awareness, it's like, well, why are we doing this? I know for me, working with women all of the time and starting to kind of go, wait a minute, every month at the same time, I am, you know, navigating and managing calls of all the same kind of energy. And then every time at the certain time of month, I'm navigating like celebration calls and powerful calls. I'm like, this is interesting, right? And then kind of diving into like, where's the moon and how can we align ourselves with it and start to recognize like things are being amplified for a reason and yeah. How you feel right now is okay. And it, I don't know, for me, it just brings so much comfort and alignment, maybe peace of mind even too, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's kind of like the ability to tell what's going to happen next. Mm-hmm. So if I know, I can prepare. And yeah, feelings are the thing that tend to generate the most around if I'm succeeding or if I'm pulling back. And so knowing what feelings or how I'm going to connect to something tends to be really important for a life, mm-hmm, business, relationships.
Yeah, I agree. For business, it's been such a powerful piece because I will only launch things in like we refer to them as like our spring, summer, winter, fall season. So when I'm in my spring or summer, I'm like super extrovert, like ready to chat, can be on social, no problem. Like I don't even think about it. And then as soon as the winter and the fall starts creeping in, I'm like, oh my God, just put me somewhere. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to do anything. Just like, let me be, you know, and planning the business around that has been life-changing for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are so aligned with natural cycles, mm-hmm, like just already. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
Yes. We've been working Kim Corrigan was on probably about a year ago talking about, she does groups for teens and women, and just really talking about the natural flow of our bodies and how it's connected, like our flow, not so much connecting it to the moon. So then I've kind of done we'll call it an immersion of both and just kind of really tapping in and tuning into like where my body is at and why some things get amplified. I recently went to a naturopath who does IV treatment.
Yeah.
So like vitamins and all the nutrients and stuff like that, because like the 3 days just before I am in my cycle, it is like a very intense, emotional, turbulent home, not with the family, but between my partner and I, because it's like all the emotions are just like bottled up. And it's like, I am so emotionally aware. I am in tune. I am spiritual. Like I'm emotionally intelligent individual. What is going on? And I'm like, hey, where's the moon?
Right. Yeah.
All makes sense.
Totally. My goodness. When my husband knows exactly what's going on, not because he's in tune with all this, but he can read me. I'm like, this is incredible.
Yeah. And there's so much power in that. And so in our family, having those conversations around, you know, what this week looks like and just kind of leaning in on different resources. For example, we get HelloFresh in my fall and my winter season, because I could care less to make food, think of food, plan food. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
So. And I think that's brilliant, because when you can learn what works, mm-hmm, and to eliminate all of the, well, I should have been doing it that way because that's not really how so-and-so is doing it or what we're expected to do, it doesn't work. So when you can eliminate all of that and do for you, you're probably far more productive now.
Oh yeah.
In your seasons, right?
Yes, we are. So I have a question for you. What masculine and feminine energies, right? It's like, it's everywhere right now. We're talking about it everywhere. Can you share with us, you know, how that kind of amplifies with the moon magic? And, you know, for those who are listening, who are in business, why that's such an important factor, you know, knowing the moon, knowing the masculine, feminine energies. Tell us more, whatever you feel good to tell us.
Oh goodness. Okay. So I feel good about sharing everything. Are you ready here?
Taking notes now.
Yes, please do. Okay. This is the exciting part. So there is a theory that I really, really believe here in how we shift from feminine to masculine when it specifically encounters the moon. So when we think about the moon's energy, the moon actually represents this whole divine feminine side. And now we all, regardless of gender, have, right, the elements of divine feminine, divine masculine. Right. But the moon itself is representation of this beautiful divine feminine. Mm. So it's why we as women really connect to it too, far more than we even realize. But what happens is the moon is constantly changing. It's constantly shifting, going through a new phase. And how we experience that phase is influenced by the energy it shows up in. Mm. So maybe you're familiar with the four main primary phases of the moon. There's 8 in total, but I really like to focus on the 4 phases. Mm-hmm. And that's starting with our new moon. Everybody sort of knows the new moon, beautiful glory, great creations, beginnings. It's that womb of the, you know, Mother Earth that we tend to really connect into or recall in our vision. Right. And this, you know, just by my language and maybe my body language, if you're looking at me, is like, it's feminine, like it's flow, right? It's creation. We create from our womb. We connect into that divine mother there.
Right.
And so we're in feminine flow in this area. Now, what happens as the moon shifts into the next phase, which is that first quarter, about a week later, mm-hmm. is we get that sort of wham of what is my action step? Oh, I felt so gloriously beautiful. I intended all these wonderful things. I got to do something about it. I got to take some action here.
Right, right.
And so think about action. Action is a very masculine energy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now we take action from that masculine part of who we are. So now you've had this shift. And if you don't anticipate it happening, sometimes people can have feelings of guilt. I'm not doing enough during that time when that sort of borderline shifts between the feminine to the masculine. Something to watch out for, because it's going to keep happening. And it's not about you. You're doing enough, right? This is an excellent time for I am doing enough. Mm. So we really sit in first quarter moon energy around masculinity.
Cool. Wow.
And then it shifts again. Woo-hoo. So when we get into after that is our full moon phase, again, about a week apart, where, okay, think of full moon. Full moon is full expression. We've got moon goddess that comes out around full moon. We've got creation, manifestation. We've got full blown emotions.
Wow.
Right. And we're connected back into our divine feminine. So we've shifted back. So it's these shifting points that sometimes give us a little bit of a, as we're on our journey, instead of it being perfect flow.
Right.
But noticing you're shifting from feminine to masculine, back to feminine, back to masculine, as you're going through these phases. Third quarter moon after that is back into the masculine, taking decisive action on like what is good for me is how I like to look at it. Boundaries, boundaries during that time. So there's a constant flip of it. So as much as the moon is really a divine feminine energy, it embodies both. And isn't that the truth of balance? Like we need to embody both. You can't just be all for one.
Okay. Power, 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 power. I hope that everyone in the Mom Collective and in the community of the women I am serving listens to this and writes it all down. Because this is amazing. We're going to talk more, but the embodiment of both is really powerful, because I feel like the more we know about ourselves, the more we tune into our body's wisdom, we are then, you know, like reclaiming our truth, like reclaiming our essence. That's okay. The kitty can stay. I have two.
Oh my goodness, Frank. Here's masculine energy. I'm coming.
I love it. I love it. No, and I think it's just like, you know what, when I hear you share all of that, it's like permission to just be who we are. Like, so there's this, I listened to Dr. Stephanie Estima's podcast, Better. Do you listen to her?
Oh, totally.
Oh gosh. She's an incredible woman. And so she did this like quick snippet with, I'm going to get it wrong probably. So I'm not going to quote it, but I'll post it in the notes. It's a 7-minute clip of how she describes like masculine, feminine energy and how men are on a 24-hour cycle and women are on a cyclical, right? Like we are monthly. And so the permission this brings to myself is like, you know, when you, okay, this was me first started as an entrepreneur. Every day at 6 a.m., I've got to do this. And every day at 7 a.m., I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to work out every single day. And then I'm going to have protein. And then I'm going to, But like, I used to work at a gym and I used to work out all the time. So like, it was like protein and like working out. Like, it was like, that's my vision of like me being super regiment, right? And like having to do the same thing every single day. And then, you know, diving into the cycles. And it's like, but I physically am not designed that way. I create so much from my womb, right? That there is literally things happening inside of me that literally say to me, you cannot do the same thing every single day because that's not what you were designed to do. And so stepping into that awareness has been, I don't know, everything. It's literally, it's like everything. It's like, so, you know, I coach clients around like, stop comparing yourself to where you were yesterday. Look at your calendar. Where were you last month at this time? You know, because saying you're going to have a green smoothie every single day for 28 days, and then you only do it that 1 week where you're in your divine masculine, that's okay.
Totally. I absolutely love that, because it's all about, I think, like we've talked about this before, just like slowing the fuck
down. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Sometimes you speed mm-hmm. up far more in life by allowing yourself to slow down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It has to happen.
We should just like make shirts where it's like, today I'm slowing the fuck down.
Yeah. I'm just going to walk around pointing it. I've got a shirt that says it's like my taco shirt. You've probably seen it. It's don't talk about carbs or you'll get a pizza meat. My niece made this for me because she knows me so well. And it's my I Mean Business shirt. So it's like, if I got business to do, I'm going to wear my carb shirt because don't mess with me. And this reminds me of that. I could totally rock that. Don't fuck with me. Well, it's not don't fuck with me shirt. It's slow the fuck down. I'm changing all the rules right now.
Yeah, it is. It's slow the fuck down. And it's like we're so hardwired as women to take on this role because I think it's innate in us. You know, we do take care of people, but we were also conditioned to take care of everyone else before us. And what it means to, at least for me, like as a woman, first generation to do many things in my generation of women, it's like, you just got to go, 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 go. And it's interesting when I look just at the last 3 years of my life as a mother and just slowing down in different ways, because I was coached by the lovely Kelly Osmond, who we both know. And I remember early on in our work, it was like permission to rest. Rest was what I was doing. I was like literally doing coaching and working around deprogramming everything that said you had to work hard. Mm-hmm. And then slowing down, especially in 2020, was like one of the best years I ever had because we played more, rested more, worked less, but actually earned more. And it was like, I would never have seen that coming. Most of us don't, right? Because we're not wired that way. But it's like, that's actually the truth.
It really is. It's the deconditioning of that. Mm-hmm. And it feels like, let's be real, it feels really wrong the first time somebody tells you to do that.
Yeah, it feels so wrong. It's like, my story always is I'm going to get in trouble. Someone's going to find out, you know? And I was like, oh gosh, I'm laying down and it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, it pops up, right? That old trigger point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh goodness. Mine was, I can't do anything right. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, mine's
a problem.
Mine's the parental, like, I'm going to get in trouble. What did I do wrong? Kind of thing. Yeah. That's a big one. So the deconditioning of how we were programmed to work and how we were operate. Are you in human design at all? Do you dive into human design?
Okay. This is so crazy. Like the synchronicities around how many people have got to ask me if I'm into human design. I was not 6 months ago,
okay,
but I've been bombarded that it's like, okay, I get you. Thank you. I see there's something I need to learn here. And so I just did mine the other day, like not that long ago.
Are you going to share with us? What did you learn?
So I'm still really trying to figure it all out, but I just know my category, I guess. Okay, right.
Cool. Yeah.
So it's a manifesting generator,
generating
manifestor. Which way does it go?
Manifesting generator. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. But I found human design like a year and a half ago, maybe longer actually. Cause I found it for Hannah. I followed this woman, Alex Cantone, and I interviewed her on my podcast. She was doing child chart readings because I was like, Hannah's so young. Like, I don't know who she is. Like, what is going on? Who is she? How do I help her energetically? I have no idea how I found it, found this woman, and I loved everything. And then I got this reading and I was like, it validated everything I knew about Hannah, but couldn't put into words. And so Hannah's a projector. So she's like only 20% of the population. And the rest of the population, right? 70% of the population is a generator. If I'm getting these numbers wrong, I apologize. But generators are born, right? Like we drive the world forward because we just generate so much energy. We just go, 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 go. Right?
Yeah.
So you got a little bit of that and you got that powerful manifestor energy in you as well, which is so awesome. I am not trained in this by any means. It's just my own knowledge. Because I love it and I've loved it in the way of parenting, but specifically in business, it has really been a game changer. Mm. So I would say human design, moon energy, and honoring that, like, I'm going to say it, pussy power. It's like honoring those, all of those have been everything. They've been everything in the business for sure.
Yeah, I totally relate to that. The like tiny little snippet of info that I understand about even that manifesting generator, what that means is it just hit home for me explaining again the things that you couldn't actually put into words, and realizing when I've had great success in my business, it has been the things that I didn't decide to do. They decided to do me. It's that kind of missing.
Yes, right?
So it's like, and I looked back and I'm like, oh my God, this makes perfect sense. I will set a goal to try and do something, but then the thing that I wanted to do isn't the thing that ever happens, but something better happens. So it's not like I don't achieve my goals. It's like I achieved them on a level that was far better than what I could have anticipated it being. I wouldn't have set that goal because I didn't know that thing could exist for me.
Right.
So it's been that call, right? I think I heard something about manifesting generators being that, you know, do the thing that excites you, that lights you up, like follow the thing that lights you up. And then that's when the steps will be that you'll create it. Don't try and do something and then create it in reverse, right? Like it won't work. And it's been so true for me.
Oh my goodness. I love that. Yes, absolutely. Because we literally don't know how. We don't have the capacity nor the neurology to do that. Like we don't know the how part, but if we focus on, you know, the why energy, which is like Simon Sinek all the way, but if you focus on the why and like that for me, like my why lights me up. So the more I focus in on the why, the more, you know, abundance and growth I'll see energetically. And I always say, you know, I'm not a, okay, so I am a business coach, but like I'm an energetic business coach. I'm not here to like teach you how to do sales, teach you how to do marketing or show up on Instagram. I'm here to help you with the energetics of your business because we know we play out our shit with our business all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
All of the time. So 100%. If you are playing out your shit with your business, you don't need someone to tell you how to hit your sales goals. You need someone to help you figure out the shit you're hitting with your business. I don't know.
totally agree. The thing that is your problem is never the actual problem, but it's a problem until you get underneath that and energetics all the way shows up in the physical after you haven't listened on an energetic level.
Yeah. It's going to manifest for sure. So I want to know for the community, how are you serving in the world? Like, what are you bringing forward? How are you helping entrepreneurs with all of this amazing moon magic that you're bringing forward? How are you helping in the world?
Oh goodness. Okay. So I have this really big vision right now that just keeps coming in front of me, and I pushed it away for quite some time, but I am now ready to embrace this, where I am so passionate about more healers sharing their voice. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Healer means a whole bunch of different things, right?
Right.
And transformation, wanting better in the world, is many times there's healers who are healing people who have no idea they're healing people because there's so many levels to this. Mm. We need more healers to share their voice. Mm. We need to stop being in the shadows and thinking that somebody's going to think I'm XYZ if I share this, or I'm too weird, my family will judge me. So I feel like I'm really on this mission to just light a fire in the hearts of spiritual entrepreneurs. Cool. However that means for you, if you have a heart-led business that is like something that wants to change or inspire humanity, you want to leave this world better than you came into it. No matter how big or small that is, I want to light a fire in those people's hearts so they can speak from that fire, change their own lives first, and to be able to use that flow, that magic that happens when you get into all of these phases and cycles of the moon, to help you do that as like a guiding post, as a pathway into that alignment, so that you can be in flow and ease, but also like get these magical goals really accomplished. Because my life, let me tell you, like people are like, the craziest things happens to you. How does this happen to you? And I never used to think things were crazy, because when I look back, my life actually has always been that things happen that I didn't realize were really quite spectacular. Wow. But it's not a special thing that happens for me. It's just being in alignment to flow and cycles and understanding what to do at each phase. So I'm trying to guide people, like, let's take it back a notch. That sounds too big for me. Yeah. Do I do that? Right? Yeah, I get you. I feel that. I was there too. So I'm trying to break it into like really digestible pieces. So let's look at those four phases. Now let's forget all the other phases that are going on after the one that you're in right now. Let's focus on phase one. Mm. Where are you presenting? And what energy are we in? And a lot of that is just like information, understanding and validating like where you are. So many times I'll talk about, I do moon tips. So this is in my private community on Facebook, where it's like how to harness the power of the moon, how to really achieve and grow your business. And I'll pop on and do these moon tips. And I first started doing them as like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Okay, I know this is going on. I got to like pop on and share this.
Yeah.
And it's been like the most thing people love and ask me, when's the next moon tip? And I'm like, okay, I got to.
Cool.
People want more of this. Yeah.
I love that. So the Facebook group is called?
It's called Own Your Sacred, Harness the Power of the Moon, Grow Your Business.
Okay, cool. I'll put that in the notes for sure. Do you have, so let's just say there's some individuals who are like, okay, yes, I want to do that. Where, what can they do? What are you offering? How do we take up the next step?
Yeah. So I do a workshop that is kind of like the first point into really understanding the basics around it.
Cool.
And it's how to harness the power of the moon to achieve your goals. So that's probably your first stepping point. Now I do some where they're actually live and you can interact with me and there's Q&A. There's also a recorded version so you can do it at your own pace, but really like learning the basics is probably your first step.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So if there is one thing that you would want your pre-moon self to know, right? Before you called out, right? And asked that question in the forest, what would be the one thing you would want to tell that woman, knowing what you know now, what would you want her to know today?
I went through a really deep spiritual awakening in the hardest, most challenging time of my life. And I didn't know it was a spiritual awakening. So I even remember writing about like those deep, dark moments in Home of the Soul. So the book that was birthed after all of this crisis. And I remember my very first reading I did of that book where I read out a chapter and somebody came out to me afterwards. It was International Women's Day.
Okay.
And a gentleman came up to me who was in the crowd and he actually said to me, I really want to thank you for sharing what you did. And at first I thought, oh, this is amazing. This guy is here. It's International Women's Day. Like he's, you know, I love this. I love you. And then he says to me, I want to thank you for sharing your story because I know how hard it is to have schizophrenia and to share it openly.
Wow.
So he assumed that I had schizophrenia, which I mean, in all fairness, I don't really know a lot about schizophrenia. Maybe there was a lot of things that connected about what I was saying. I don't know what his life experience has been. And I just sort of froze in that moment. And I went through something deep. I came out different on the other side.
Right. And him seeing someone feeling or someone expressing the parts of their story that maybe didn't feel safe for him to express or to share. And I think that, you know, mental health and mental illness are, I think we all have mental health, right? We all need to be taking care of our health, which comes in the form of thoughts and emotions. And mental illness is that need and require more support in whichever form that that comes in, right? I know in our worlds, we have stopped defining spirituality and synchronistic moments because it is synchronistic. And so, you know, wild, maybe we're saying wild a bit more. We're saying, well, you know, we can't make this shit up kind of thing. But those it's finding the words that can describe the unraveling of what you think you know about yourself and finding yourself in the absolute darkest moments and going, okay, like, how do we unravel even deeper and get back into who am I and what do I desire? That is what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. And just honoring like the vibration of the word, what does the word mean to you? Because it doesn't matter what it is. It's what does it hold true for you? Honoring the feeling that comes up with something. And this is how we destigmatize things is using them differently, right? Allowing for them to take different shape and form and having fluidity with our conversations. But I like to destigmatize weird. Like, what's your weird? I talk about all the time. I'll ask that as like an off-putting question to people. What's your weird? Because people think, oh, if I'm weird, I'm bad. That's a bad thing. I don't want to be weird.
Right.
You want to be weird, my darling.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to be wonderfully weird because it's all weird. This whole life is like ridiculously weird and embrace it.
Yes, 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 yes. Because we need it. We need the parts that we think, like the shadow self of ourselves, we hide in the shadows and realize, you know, at some point along the way, like those shadows are what is actually connecting us to our truth and to the people we want in our lives, the people we need in our lives. But we didn't know that until, you know, revealing those pieces. So I think it takes a lot of courage, right? And I will say, having a safe and secure space to do that is the difference, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of, you know, sacred, safe space. And the word sacred for me is the same as safety. And so it just kind of embodies this area where I can make a safe space for myself at any moment by allowing it to be sacred and defining that word. And yes, totally agree.
I want to thank you so much for being here, for sharing your becoming journey of, you know, harnessing the power of the moon and how you're bringing that forward and your vision for heart-centered leaders and lighting that fire, because that is incredible. And really sharing the high level of the four phases, because I think that right there is just so powerful. So again, permission. And I will absolutely put all the links below for anyone who is looking forward to diving into it more. And just thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. I adore you, your platform, your listeners. You're also beautiful, and I hope you know it. So
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing. We were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all. And I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.